Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. On this podcast, Pastor David Crank helps us understand that God's Word is still relevant and has all the wisdom and guidance to help us figure out the crazy ups and downs in life. If you want to hear practical and inspiring biblical teachings, be sure to subscribe so that you can hear the latest message every week. And wherever you're listening from today, we believe God is going to speak to you and bless your life. Here's Pastor David with the message.
How many of y'all, raise your hand if you've been enjoying the talk on health and nutrition. I want to talk really quick today because this is the last week I get to talk to you about that, because next week it's going to be Pastor Nicole and then it's over. Because I know some people love it. We've got a lot of good feedback. And I know some people are like, hey, when are you going to leave this stuff alone? I want to move on. But the main scriptures we've been doing every week, there's two of them. The first one is found, it says this. It says that Hosea 4:6, my people perish for a lack of knowledge, or we could say because of what they don't know. So they don't teach our doctors at med school hardly anything about health and nutrition, about a 4 or 5 hour class out of all that. So when you go to doctors oftentimes, and I love doctors, a lot of them go to our church, but when you go, they don't know what to do. In fact, if you go and say, hey, I saw a doctor, a video, somebody sent me this week, and they went to the doctor because he had restless leg syndrome and some other things, and he said, hey, we really don't know what the cause is that, but what we think you ought to do is go on this medicine. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't know what causes that? Immediately, the first thing we need to do, and by the way, you can go back and look at it on the app, is we need to get some magnesium in your body because your bad body is magnesium deficient. And your heart, your ticker, how many of y'all got a good heart? Raise your hand if you got a good heart. Half of the people here. Come on. By the way, speaking of good hearts, this weekend is Pastor Appreciation Day. So give it up for all of our campus pastors, Pastor Phil, Pastor Nia. I should have started to mention names. Ryan Potter, Pastor Rich, all the pastors, Pastor Katrina, everybody. And so good hearts. So your heart needs magnesium to function, okay? So we need to monitor that heart and listen to our heart. And our heart, our spirit man, and this blood pump, they'll talk to you. Your spirit man, by the way, by the Holy Spirit, will tell you, you need to back off of that. You need not to eat that. You're drinking too much. You're smoking too much. You're eating too much. Your heart sometimes will tell you things, and if that doesn't work, your wife's definitely telling you, hey. In fact, this last week, I told my kids, because they want to go to a Mexican restaurant again, I said, listen, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to this Mexican restaurant. I want you to know, you and your mother to know, if I have any chips in my hand, knock them out of my hand. I mean, I promise you to do that. Yeah. And I got in there, and I looked at it, and they started eating. So I just went over the chip thing, and I went. Because I got them on a technicality. Come on, somebody. That's the truth. I swear, that is the truth. Okay. And then John 8:32, survey says, by the way, Dr. Robot is doing a great job. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So oftentimes what we don't know is killing us. Another scripture I want to go to is 3 John 2. It said, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health. Everybody shout it, every campus, why? In health. Come on, Weldon Ferguson, why? In health. And then it says, even as your soul prospers. How do you prosper your soul? You got to stretch your mind. You hear me say it all the time, but a mind stretch never goes back to its original size. So we watch and listen to a lot of things. I mean, everybody knows what the Menendez brothers did, and maybe somebody might get them out now, and you know about this, and everybody knows about Bridgerton, and everybody knows who's on The Bachelor and who went to the fantasy suite, but nobody knows anything about health and nutrition because oftentimes we're not purposeful on really the most important machine you got. It's not your coffee maker. That's a big one. The most important machine is not your sewing machine. It's not your car. The most important machine you've got, because if it stops going, if it goes away, the heart, you're gone. So we need to study these things so we know what the doctors don't know. And thank God you go to a church that cares about you and your health and nutrition so you live a long, long time. So today, for example, you know, beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health. Today, this morning, when I got up at 5 o'clock, I didn't want to get up at 5 o'clock, but I just woke up at 5 o'clock. If you notice that when you start getting older, remember when you could sleep till 10? Raise your hand at 10. Remember on a Saturday sometimes as a kid, you'd wake up and you're like, it's noon. Come on, raise your hand. How many of you've been up for 5 hours, noon. You're like, what in the world? But I woke up at 5 o'clock and I knew, hey, I tried to lay there, couldn't go back to sleep. So I got up and I started my day right away. What did I do? I started walking. First, I got up and drank that water that I told you, did the mix, and I put it on Instagram. Then I walked for about 5 miles through the woods while I had my phone here listening to YouTube, because you can speed YouTube up to two times. And I'm listening to health and nutrition, and oftentimes I do that because I want to know not just about vitamins. I don't want to just know about whole foods. I want to know, how does Tom Cruise look that good at that age? How does Brad Pitt look that good? I look like his brother Armpit. I want to look like Brad Pitt, okay? How do you do that? Well, they do this thing that when you start studying their lives, they're doing peptides. What's a peptide? Years ago, I started doing peptides. Peptides are a chain of amino acids that our body makes. But as you get older, have you ever noticed that you have hair on your head and then it goes to your back? Anybody right here? Things change. We talked about the sleeping thing. You sleep to noon, now you sleep to 5 o'clock in the morning. So things change. Your body stops making some of the things that it used to make, and we go through menopause, and man, they go through the same things. It's called manopause. This is where they trade their wife in for 220s, and they're not married for 220. This is where they buy a sports car or whatever. They're trying to figure out, how did this stuff drop? My people perish for lack of knowledge. When you know that and you expect that and you study other people in their lives, you can learn. So I'm not even going to get into peptides and all those things and the chains of amino acids, because your body makes all these things. But because we, the Yuka app a minute ago, because we don't watch what we eat, then we don't get the nutrients that we need, and then we take supplements. Raise your hand if that makes sense. So we supplement it. But you got to learn what supplements that your body needs. Psalms 103, verse 3. It says, he satisfies, I like the other version. It says desires, but I like the version that says, I think it's King James instead of NIV. It says, he satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagle. So how many of y'all want your youth to be renewed like the eagle? Okay. So if we're going to do that, then we got to satisfy our mouth with good things. Now, good things, just because it tastes good doesn't mean it's good. I love Doritos. When we were at the store, when I saw those, I was like, man, I know what it feels like to open up that bag. I know what it feels like to start getting that cheesy, zesty sauce all between my fingernails. I know what it feels like an hour later to go, oh my God, there it is again. Come on, somebody. Have you ever had something so good you're like, I'm not even brushing my teeth today because I might find something in there. Okay? I don't want to waste that. Okay, but just because it tastes good doesn't mean it is good. Now, on the contrary, he satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagle. When you put good things in, you look younger, you feel younger, you act younger. Because most of the food that is sent to our grocery stores approved by the FDA. Now, I love the United States of America. I do not trust all the government agencies, including the FDA, because there's a little thing called the love of money. And there's massive corruption. And I just want you to know that they might not have your best intentions at heart. Because when people, pharmaceutical companies, make quazillions of dollars selling you more drugs, let's lower the cholesterol levels from, check it out, Google it. Where were the cholesterol levels when your mom and dad were your age? They were higher. Because technically, why is cancer even up? Not only is it the water we drink and the air we breathe and the food we eat, but it's because that your body needs cholesterol. If your doctor tells you don't eat meat, don't eat eggs, stay out of the sun, you got the wrong doctor. You need that vitamin D, and you need to eat what God made, and you need to drink what God made. Does it make sense to you? So doctors tell you, don't eat eggs. Eggs are one of the most incredible nutrient piece of machinery you'll ever throw in your body, man. I eat eggs every day. If I go out to eat, yesterday I ate at a place for breakfast with some people, and it was a place that wasn't organic, which that I can't live that way all the time. It's not what we do all the time. It's what we do most of the time. So when I went there, I said, hey, when you make the eggs and you make the steak, will you just make sure they don't put any of the bad oils, no seed oils, no, I'm allergic to all that stuff. Dude, please do not. I'll break out in hives right here in front of everybody. I need butter, real butter. Not, I can't believe it's not butter. Not that butter, real butter. Everybody shout, real butter. Real butter. God wants you eating real stuff. So think about just all the nutrients that might be in an egg just because it has the ability to grow real live chicken. There is so much nutrients and vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin C. There's so many good qualities to an egg. Eat eggs. Now, I am not a vegetarian, but I'm also not just a meatitarian. If God made it, I eat it. If man made it, I still eat it. But I'm trying to eat more of what God put in me because I noticed that inflammation in my body, let's talk about inflammation. Inflammation in your body goes down when you eat the right stuff. Most diseases can be translated back to inflammation. And inflammation starts many times in your gut. We talked about the microbiome for a minute. So the inflammation that happens, sometimes it's even misdiagnosed because you go to the doctor, and again, love doctors, don't want to make them mad. A lot of them give here and they sew here and they pay the bills. So let's just, for good measure, doctors, nurses, ambulance drivers, let's just give it up for all the men and women who help people. They're great. For instance, today I put it on TikTok, on Instagram this morning. The first thing that's going to happen if your ticker messes up and they bring an ambulance up here, first thing you're going to do is check your nervous system. Things they're going to do is they're going to throw in your body an IV. What is that IV? Saline solution. What is saline solution? Salt. And if you're really bad, they're going to double dose it, and they're going to double hit you with double salt. Why is salt bad if the first thing they do is put salt in you? You are the salt of the earth. Can I get an amen out of Welland or something like that? You need salt. You need electrolytes, and you need things in your body to keep you healthy, wealthy, and wise. Again, he satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagle. Now, let's just go real quick to that Yuka app. The girl that I pointed to at the top, Lucia Parker, she is from not Venezuela, El Salvador. So her and her husband needed their green card. They needed to get in. So they didn't necessarily know where to go, but they were friends with us. So they came here and they went on staff at the church. We got them legal and they stayed here for like 2 years. During that 2 year period of time, Lucia was anemic, sick, her iron was bad, all her health was really bad. I mean, she was bad, couldn't have kids or anything. Show me your friends, I'll show you your future. Here's what I know about you. You were at the right church. You're gonna start looking younger, feeling younger, acting younger. In fact, you're gonna look at your kids and go, what do you mean you can't do a 4 minute plank? What do you mean you can't do 100 push-ups? Come on, let's go. You're 22, I'm 77. I'm actually thinking about having another set of kids that might be more aggressive. I want to try this again. Can I get an amen, right? So she was anemic. She got around, show me your friends, show me your future. She got around us and our family, and we started talking about vitamins and nutrients, and she got incredibly happy. And guess what? Just about 2-3 years ago now, she gave birth to a beautiful set of twins, and she's the one who told me about the Yuka app. And the Yuka app is just free from what I understand. I got it on my phone. I don't think I paid for it. And you just go in there, and you just scan the food. It's bad. Most of the time, we know it's bad, but sometimes we don't know how bad it is. Sometimes I pause just to look at you and see if you're like, oh, I hate this, or like, oh, I'm trying to read the crowd, and you're a tough crowd to read when I'm not preaching about Jesus. When I'm messing with Doritos, you're like, I don't know about that. Now, let's put this up. There's a guy I want you to follow, and you can take a picture of this, Dr. James. I dare not pronounce his last name, but I agree with 99.9% of everything he says. The longer the shelf life of food you eat, the shorter your lifespan. It's true. Remember I told you when my dad died, I went to the airport, went to the airplane several months later because I couldn't bear to go see it, mostly because I love my dad. He's 56. I'm 55 now. And I went there, and all the cupcakes that he'd eat the tops out of, there was no mildew. Nothing would touch it. It looked brand new. If that had been a banana, it would have been gone. But I can read banana, but when I read the back label of a Twinkie or a Ding Dong, I can't make, these words are too big for me. Anybody understand what I'm saying? If you can't read it, don't eat it. Banana, watermelon, cow, egg, chicken, like a mama like it, okay? So the longer the shelf life, the food you eat, the shorter your lifespan. The longer the ingredient list of the food you eat, the longer your medication list. So if you go to my house, I don't have a medicine cabinet because I'm not on any meds, not diminishing or devaluing anybody being on meds. But I got out of the pharmaceutical drug world when I saw other people, my people perish for lack of knowledge, I saw them and I looked around and said, oh, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to feel like that. I want to feel like this. There's a scripture that said, be faithful followers of those who through faith and patience have inherited the promises. It's in Hebrews somewhere. So in other words, in any part of your life, you can say, hey, I want to be a dad like that. I want to have health like that. I want to pray like that. Does that make sense? So you got somebody, and Tony Robbins calls it modeling. You model their behavior. God is not a respecter of persons. What he does for other people, he will do for you. Okay, if your doctor tells you limit eggs, avoid red meat, eat plant-based all the time, get on a low-fat, low-soluble, low-salt diet, eat grains, don't get out in the sun, you got the wrong doctor. Get around doctors who have information and think like you. Okay? I have a friend, his name is Keith Kraft. He's got a great church. God bless you. That was really big. That guy right there, man, that was a good sneeze. You ever had a sneeze, you're like, God, it felt good. I'd like to do it again. Come on, raise your hand. He's like, oh, man. Whoa. Anybody ever sneeze and you think you're going to sneeze in your church? You're like, oh, God, I'm not going to have it. Anybody ever had a sneeze to where you thought you were going to have that good feeling? You're like, I can't get it to go. Okay, it's just not going. Okay. So my friend Keith, he has a heart attack, the widowmaker kind, except he lived. They got him to the hospital. He's a specimen of a man, a real great man. But his blood was really thick, too thick. That's why I like giving blood away, especially if you're on bioidentical hormones, and I am. So the TRT thickens the blood, as well as most of the time, people, that's what we talked about in previous weeks, you have high blood pressure because think of a hose. If you took a hose, you squeeze it down. Have you ever done that to a hose? It's like, it's got pressure. Well, the same thing with the valves in your heart, with all the cardiovascular system of your heart going into your brain. Most of the time, people have, oh, I had a stroke because that cardiovascular, those veins got really, really small, a piece of plaque broke off, blocked that there, and now you had a stroke. So what we want to do is we want to open up those blood vessels, and we do that through what I told you about previous weeks. Go to the app and check it out. Beats do that a lot, and there are other things that we talked about that do that, and that opens that up. When you open up that vascularity system that you have and make it wider, the more the blood flows. Raise your hand if that makes sense. But when we're eating high-processed food, when we're eating lots of sugar, it constricts that stuff down, and then you're like, oh, man, he had a heart attack. She had a heart attack. So here's what Keith did. Keith did everything that I told you to do about the beets. Apple a day keeps the doctor away, for real. It is health food for the heart. He says, in his remedy was also oatmeal. When he went to the doctor, they said, you got to be on this statin drug, and that statin drug, and the side effects are blah, 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 blah. And he said, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this. I've been studying on this. I want to see if it works. His doctor said, you're crazy, and don't you do it. You're going to die. He said, no, I am not going to die. He went, and within 3 months of doing the stuff that I told you to do, drinking a gallon and a half of water a day, bloodletting, as well as the other things, he went back and his triglycerides went down to normal level, even to the high numbers that we have in America, and his triglycerides, cholesterol, everything went good. And the doctor said, what, Keith, did you do? And he told him, and the doctor said, I don't believe that. He said, man, the numbers don't lie, bro. Here it is. He goes, I don't believe that. Then he said, well, then if you don't believe that, then you can't be my doctor because you're trying to put me down this path. I have solved it through this way, and I am gone. So what I want you to do is understand, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So we consume way too much processed food, packaged food. If it's in a box, it's a problem. Refined foods, genetically modified foods. Again, when you're listening to YouTubes a lot, when you're in the car, click on YouTube. When you're walking, click on YouTube. Get on TikTok and say, what are the benefits of peptides? What kind of peptides are there? What are the benefits of bioidentical hormones? What are the benefits of vitamin C? What are the benefits of eggs? What are the benefits of organic chicken? What is the benefits of orange? There's all kinds of people on there, some of them with anecdotal information, but other people with scientific research that proves it works. Here's the deal. I don't think God really said one day, people are really going to get sick. The water's really going to get bad. I got to put a desire in somebody's heart to start a CVS. Somebody needs to start a Walgreens. We're really going to need pharmaceutical labs inside of Target, inside of Walmart. I always feel weird going in Walmart. You got to get your tires changed, get your eyes checked, and get some Oreos. It's just kind of weird. I mean, y'all like me. You're like, I'm not going any place to have half price off of LASIK. That, you don't want to do that. I can't see out of my right eye. Okay, we don't want a coupon on that, all right? So when we eliminate or start eliminating those cakes, those cookies, those cereals, those breads, and processed food, it'll change your life forever. Sugar is not real. Sugar is not your friend. Florida, they're here. But I can see in their mind, they're like, pour some sugar on me. We get addicted. My dad was a sugary addict. Do you know what feeds cancer? By the way, next weekend, Nicole's going to talk about how she overcame stage 4 cancer and how you can beat it if you got it and how you can live so you don't get it. Next week, you don't want to miss it because she's going to deal with the big C word and put the big J word on top of there, which is Jesus, as well as health and nutrition. So my dad's cancer expedited at an exponential rate because of sugar. I got a little video, and this guy tells it better than me in a short time on TikTok.
Most dangerous of those foods is sugar. And the reason why it's so dangerous is because if you look out in nature, you will not find a sugar tree anywhere. You won't find a sugar tree, a sugar bush, a sugar branch. It just doesn't exist. And so what happens is we have to pull it out of something. We have to pull sugars out of beets. We have to pull it out of cane, or we manufacture it and call it high fructose corn syrup and make it synthetic. And so what happens is we don't understand what it's doing to our body. So it's not just cancer, it's inflammation in your body. It ruins our gut, suppresses our immune system, causes us to have fatigue. Because what happens is the sugar high goes up, right? You get the energy, and then what it does? Drops you.
Bye. Come on, give it up for that guy we don't know on TikTok. Did a good job. Sugar's not your friend. So My daughter-in-law, Liam, he's kind of a little bit of a sugar addict, and he'll just work deals with you, and he loves a cake pop. Anybody understand what a cake pop is? It's Starbucks. There's a little pink one, blue ones, white ones, and he loves cake pops. And a lot of times they negotiate with him to get him to do what they want him to do. They'll be like, hey, if you do that, we're going to give you a cake pop. And so he may comply, he might not. My dad was different. He said, if you do that, you're going to be able to walk tomorrow. Anybody was ever whipped? How many of you were raised before it's politically correct not to hit kids? Some of you won't even admit to it, all right? So now they're trying to negotiate with him, but you can get addicted to sugar right away. So Genesis 1:29 tells us how we ought to teach ourselves to live and our kids live. And God said, who said? The FDA? No, okay. And God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit, you shall have them for food. Doesn't say, I have given you Doritos, Cheetos, and burritos. I have given you Taco Bell, Krispy Kreme. So that's God's recipe for health. This morning, I cut half that lemon. Last night, when I got home from speaking, I cut half the lemon, squeezed it out, put it in the refrigerator, the other half. This morning, I put the rest in there. This has so many healing properties, it's unbelievable. You know what else it has in it when you squeeze it? Oh, man, drink it, and I suck down a seed. Okay, there are people, organic stuff, after washing this, that eat the whole thing. Actually, the healthier you are, the more people are going to ask you, what do? How do you do that? How do you feel that way? And you're going to be able to give all the glory to God. Hey, I went to church and started teaching the word, and I changed the way I was thinking about food. I was a food addict. I used it as comfort. I used it as therapy. But now I actually use it as medicine. Doritos, not a medicine. This is a medicine. Can I get an amen? So we want to eat those things that are healthy to our body. Again, because I'm going really, really fast. My health is in my hands. My health is not in the government's hands. My health is not in my family's hands. I decide what I want to do with my body. So I decide, hey, what I'm not going to do is look that way, feel that way, and have the diseases that are associated with old age. Another thing I do every day is when I take things like kombucha. Kombucha is actually pretty good. It's not pretty, actually, but it is good. And you take this kombucha, and it helps on the inside of your gut. You've had this thing where you said, man, I got a stomach bug. Anybody ever heard people say, I got a stomach bug? Well, everybody has stomach bugs. You have trillions of bugs and bacteria, good ones and bad ones, in your gut. When you take an antibiotic, you've got to make sure that you're throwing in a ton of probiotics because you got to reestablish that gut health. Many times people go in and say, Pastor David, will you pray for me? I've got colitis. I've got all these different, it slips on my mind right now, the different diseases that they have. And basically, it all comes down to a leaky gut. Okay. The book I would love for you to read on leaky gut is by Suzanne Summers. In fact, do we have the app we can put up there real quick? On the app, if you go to our app, it shows the books that I recommend. Number one, you can listen to all the full unedited stuff with Dr. Mike, Dr. Hope, but Toxic by Suzanne Summers. She got healed of cancer. Fasting, intermittent fasting, mind-gut connection. If you want to live long, raise your hand if you want to live long, you can't say, well, I'm just going to pray that God will help me. You got to do the word, and the Bible said that we're supposed to eat things that have seeds. We're supposed to eat the things that God made. God made cows. I want to say it again. God made chicken. The government is telling you the problem with the hurricanes and all the things that are going on, it's the cows. I'm telling you, they're emitting gas. I don't buy that. There's been cows for a long time. There's a lot of battery-powered cars now, a lot of buses that I can't breathe when they drive by. There's a lot of things, but I'm not believing the bull about the cow. Come on, somebody ought to help me there. So take the probiotics. Another thing you can do to help you out is this, organic chicken broth. If you drink organic chicken broth every day, it's actually pretty good. Just you can go right into Aldi or anywhere. You can grab it, this one here, and I can just drink it. It tastes great. And it's got so many electrolytes, the perfect balance of electrolytes and salts. Amy Grant, you know the, his angel's watching over me. Christmas special, Amy Grant. Anybody know the, how about Vince Gill? All alone. Okay, those two, they drink this every single solitary day. And they look young. Well, Amy does, Vince doesn't. But anyway, bad joke. Okay, let's talk about the mind for a minute. I got some research by Stanford, and I had them put it up here. Stanford said, could the secrets to maintaining a youthful, sharp mind be as simple as watching our sugar? Notice the mind, Romans 12 and 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's Romans 12 and 2. Renewing your mind is not just like, God, I want to think about Jesus. Oh, I want to pray for people. Yes, but you got to renew your mind so you stop the sugar addiction, the alcohol addiction, the smoking addiction. I'm not against those things. I'm just against what it does to you. So could it be it's as simple as watching your sugar intake? A new study from Stanford Medicine suggests that glucose plays a surprising role in the aging of brain's ability to produce new neurons. Neurons. Everybody shout neurons. You've heard me say this a lot, that as we age, we're less apt to be formable in our brain because those neurons don't fire and wire together. This is why oftentimes when people tell me, Pastor David, sold my business and I'm going to retire, I think, ah, man, I hope they got something to jump into, because you never walk away. You can't walk away from something and not jump into something else. I don't care what it is, but if you sit at home and you don't do anything, you got about 3 months of that and your purpose goes away, your zest goes away. Whatever you do, don't stop solving problems, playing crossword puzzles, learning a new language, because your brain has to wire together. If you don't use it, you'll lose it. Look at your neighbor and say, is that what happened to you? No, don't do that. So this is a study that proves that sugar destroys those cells when you drink alcohol. Again, I'm not against people having a glass of wine here or there, but do you know when you drink alcohol that it takes 3 days for your body to, your liver to say, I'm not being poisoned anymore, and you will not burn any fat for 3 days? I'm not drinking for 3 days. So, and you keep doing that. And also, when alcohol hits the brain, it shuts it down. That's why people do stupid stuff many times when they drink, because it starts messing with the brain, and it starts shutting that down. You, if you're anything like me, your brain's only so big, and you need all those bad neurons firing together at the same time, okay? And again, not judging anyone. I just want you to know how your body responds to poisons and toxins. All right, looks like I got 22 seconds left. I got to go to preach at Earth City. Then I'm going to come back here and preach, and then go to Earth City and preach. So I got 19 seconds left. I think the cops will let me by with speeding a little bit. I'm going to give you a couple, two more minutes. Raise your hand if you think I can pull this off, okay? All right, Ephesians 4:22. It says, you were taught with regard to your former way of life, overeating, chocolate gravy, processed food, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by the deceitful desires. So you're being corrupted by all the junk we eat and all the way we think. To be made new in this attitude of your month. So now we got a new attitude. Everybody shout it. I got a new attitude. One more time. I got a new attitude. Now I want to put up some slides real quick by James again, because I want you to take a picture of it as well as follow him on Instagram, because he puts out stuff every day, all day, that'll help you, okay? How to boost your happy hormones, endorphins, exercise. So today when I exercised and I ran, I could tell what my heart rate was and I felt good about myself. I felt like I was in charge. This also, I was listening to YouTube, which dropped dopamine in, which says, hey, you're educating yourself. You're making yourself better, David. Then the serotonin of getting out in the sunlight, I felt just awesome. Then oxytocin, the physical, I was, oh my God, I just feel great. And then I went and I cut down two trees with a steel chainsaw. Then I got a bobcat, so I shoved the bobcat so I don't have to clean it up, and I shoved those two things over in the woods. And then I thought, oh my gosh, it's about, I need to leave for church at 9:15. It's a quarter to nine. I need to take a shower. Okay, so then I thought, ah, man, okay. But what I'm saying is most preachers are like, oh, I woke up and I'm really tired. I got to preach four times. I'll preach a bunch of times a day. Then I'm going to meet and greet for a staff. Then I'm going to ask somebody, you want to go jogging, work out, go do something? And I'm going to keep hitting it till Nicole comes home at about 7 o'clock. Then I'm going to look at her and go, bow, chicka, wow, wow. Come on, somebody. And then I'm going to enjoy my life because I want to be healthy. Well, I'm just telling you, I know it's too much information. Next slide, all right? More for this guy, okay? Okay. This one, every 1,000 steps you walk above 4,000 per day reduces the risk of dying early by 15%. By the way, ultraviolet rays, if you can afford an infrared sauna, that is staggering, the number that goes up. Walking between 6,000 to 13,000 steps per day cuts the risk of dying early in half. Walking can literally save your life. Look at your neighbor and say, I walk by faith. One more time, what? So I'm completely out of time, but I want to wrap it up with this. How many of y'all doing a little better this week on drinking your water? Raise your hand, every campus. Okay. I mean, by drinking all the water, you're actually getting your steps in because you're walking to the bathroom alone. Out of curiosity, Corey, are you still drinking a gallon? Okay, a gallon. How much do you drink? A lot? 2 gallons? Two? There's another bodybuilder at our church that drinks too. When I look at all you guys, the bodybuilders, and they're drinking 2 gallons. I feel like I'm waterboarding myself, but I think that's the reason why I look a little thick. I think I want to, because I think if you do drink a lot of water, you don't eat as much of the bad stuff. So drinking water, all right? Then how many of y'all are more health conscious where you typically would like shove a bunch of food in your mouth real quick? You're like, wait a minute, I need to think about that. I need to drink a couple glasses of water before I devour those chips. And you could be like your pastor and say, I promise to God, no chips touched my hands all week. But you got to ask for clarity. Come on, somebody say, but did they touch your mouth? No, dog it. Okay. So what I want you to do is just make smarter choices. If you just start doing a little bit, a lot will happen. I had a guy a minute ago on the way in a church here. He asked me, his wife said, hey, Pastor David, could you pray for him? He has MS in his leg. It's okay, absolutely, I'll pray for them. But let me tell you how to fix MS in your leg. And if you'll DM me, I'll give you the doctor's name who fixed MS in the leg of like four of my friends and another person they have drop foot. I can tell you the doctor where this week here in St. Louis, they're going to fly every week. They fly from Dubai, China, Thailand, third world, different countries to see this particular doctor. Again, it's not just about what you know, it's who you know. And that's why I want you to get in groups. When you get in groups, and you can do that online and look, you get around these people. You start asking people, how much water do you drink? How do you raise your kids? How did you make that money? Because most of the time, successful people aren't just successful in one area of their life, they're generally successful in multiple areas of their life. And we want to be models of that behavior. That's why we're always like, go to Girl Track, get connected, meet people, change your life. All right, stretch your hands toward me, I want to pray. Father, I pray for our friends, our family online, as well as our church family who are here today. God, that you would heal the area that they're really believing God for. And God, that we would be evangelistic, that this week we would invite people to church next week. We'd tell them how we're going to talk about how to overcome cancer. What are the things that they can do? God, we're not going to let our friends go through hell. We're going to invite them. We're going to bring them. We're going to be very evangelistic. And by us sowing care, love, and health towards others, we will reap health, care, and love in the area that we need it the most. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. And here's a little teaser I want to show you for next week. Watch this.